Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome everybody to the Soulful Healing Talk Show tonight. Happy New Year to everybody tuning in tonight. And I hope and wish for the best in every endeavor you pursue for this year. My sincere wishes of greatness go out to you. Because that is what it's all about, you know, achieving your soul's desire and what feels good to you. Okay, I was just reading a notification from Blog Talk Radio saying that they don't have any support for us tonight. So everything will be good. We're going to make it through and we're going to talk tonight. And just wanted to say good evening, Karen. How you doing? Karen is along on to Blog Talk Radio chat room, and anybody tuned in can definitely log in and share with me tonight. And to everybody on Facebook, hail up. Hail up, Tyrese. Good night, Tyrese. How you doing? New listener, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Soulful Healing Talk Show. Hope tonight will be very beneficial to you listening to, because we're going to talk about nourishing compromises for spirit versus staunch New Year's resolution we make for ourselves all the time. And along with Tyrese, welcome Diane. Welcome all these new listeners logged on tonight. And I would love to just give you the warmest welcome for you being here tonight. And all the old timers on Blog Talk, Neil and Sunny, thank you for being here. Eric, thank you for being here. Ariel, thank you for being here. Just love the company all the time that you guys bring to the table. And would love to hear from you. You know, Happy New Year to everybody. And we're going to talk about how we can start the new year off in a accomplishable way. You know, because really and truly, how many of us make some kind of New Year's resolution and actually keep it? You know? New Year's resolution, to me, is getting worn out. Because, you know, how many of us actually make the resolution and get there? You know? The New Year's resolution is a thing I don't want to partake of anymore. Yes, I'm going to set goals that are going to nourish me and my life and the people around me. You know, I see my future of first making a bucket list. I set this every year, and yes, some things got accomplished. Some things still need to be accomplished, and this is the year for the rest to be accomplished. You know, how many of us started out with everything going just according to plan, and then you get hit off your feet and you have to start right back from square one? It happens, and you know, you just have to make the best of it. And yes, this year is more on the plate to accomplish, and that's what I'm heading forward to, getting all of that in place and planned so it can move forward. You know, I want to create a life where every part of me is nourished, my body, mind, and soul. I want everything to be nourished this year. And, you know, I have to remember that I have to be gentle with myself, because I can be the biggest and the harshest judge on myself. And I have to, you know, have some control about the quality of life I want to experience. So I have to work to create it. You know, I have to take a good look at my life, and I will encourage you to take a good look at your life right now and see where the stresses of your life lie. You know, and see what flares your stress and what actually take your joy away. You know, those are the things that needs to be eliminated as much as possible. You know, and after you figure out what changes need to be made so you can achieve the life that you want, The real challenge lies in motivating yourself. Motivate yourself every day, you know, to apply the changes and to actually see the results. And the most freeing changes you can make for yourself is to look at things in another perspective, okay? Whether it is to look at a situation from a different angle and see the lessons that each situation is trying to teach you. And you do that by accepting the challenges that come your way. Because as I've been talking about forever on the Soulful Healing Talk Show, is that challenges, even though they're not be pleasant to go through when you have to go through them, but they're equal growth. You know, you grow when you go through them. Or it could just be removing a toxic situation or people from your life. Because these days is where you can see toxicity in people more than ever. I never see a set of bad mindness around pretending to be something good on the outside. People, you know, we can see through it all. So it boils down, you know, as I said, it boils down to your thoughts. I've been talking about your thoughts. You know, once you see things from a different perspective, what you need to do is transform your thoughts so it will get you into a better place and you can motivate yourself easily. Okay? Maybe a New Year's resolution is to lose weight, you know? Start loving the body you have now. That is a new way to look at it. Start loving the body you have now. You know, I was very overweight. And I tried everything you could think of. I tried the dieting. I tried the pills. I tried the cabbage diet. I tried everything there was. You know, but when I started on my spiritual journey, you know, I started to learn to love me as I am. You know, love me as I am at this moment. Yes, I was fatty. I was fat. But I was still me. And without me putting up a resistance to my body. You know what I mean? The more I started to love my body and not hate my body. And I started, the more I saw myself as being a sexy body, even though I was overweight, you know? I see myself as sexy and gorgeous. I started loving myself. And then the weight just started coming off. And another way that I found myself losing weight is when I started to get rid of a lot of psychic weight. We hold on to a lot of psychic weight. We hold on to a lot of truths that people gave us, not our own truths, you know? And when I started to get rid of that weight, I started to lose the physical weight. It started to happen to me, and all I can say to you is, you know, try it. It may work for you. I saw it work for me, and it worked. It really did, you know. Maybe you're trying to find another career path in life, you know. Maybe you're trying to get some money coming to you. And let me play my first song, by the way. This year, we're going to be the winner. is my conscience. Why is my song not playing?
Yo, yo. So right now, hunt me, hunt for me and my little one, is it?
I'm hunting.
Yeah.
All about the paper.
All about the paper. Cop.
Yeah, yeah.
All about the paper.
Since the whole life set up, I know.
Mm-hmm.
One way, me up, really. Yeah.
This year, me a baby, the winner. Got me now, got me yard without my youth and dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch it, ended up me dogs, them food. This year, me a baby, the winner. Got me now, got me yard without my youth and dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch it, ended up me dogs, them food.
Blood in the joke thing this year. Rich me say, now go use the poor thing this year. And if you need me, then I'll be in the streets of Rome with plans of money making circulating through my dome. From me realize I saw me a free things nowadays. My eyes them open wide, I know me not no time to gaze. I'm ever hunting and me stay hungry all the time. If me even have to shop with the food up for all the time.
This year me a baby the winner.
Got me yard without my youth them dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch the ends without me dogs them food.
This year me a baby the winner.
Got me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch the ends without me dogs them food.
Could have been the phones, could have been the keys, or could have been the Our groups of sexy girls and put them to work on the block. I don't care if this is legal or illegal. If I don't get this paper now, it's gonna be lethal. To get this money, I could have digs me a smuggler. I some clothes and some shoes, me a juggler. Me a come, me will use it. I don't really want it, but if you keep flossing all your jewelry, you just might lose it. And that's the only way that I'm free. Money is the only thing I'm seeing. I'm heading towards the money direction. Money in my pocket, that's my only intention, yeah.
This year, me a baby, the winner.
I got me yard without my youth and dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch the ends without my dogs, them food.
This year, me a baby, the winner.
I got me yard without my youth and dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Yo, so right now, anyway, then I go for with a 9 to 5. I'm hunting.
Yo, that year you're serious. Me not in a the joke thing this year. Rich me say, now go use the poor thing this year. And if you need me, come check me in the streets of Rome. With plans of money making circulating through my dome. From me realize, I saw me a free things nowadays. My eyes them open wide and open up. No time to gaze. Cause the youth them they are hungry and the bills they have to pay. We have to use the no challenge for another day, yo.
Hear me up, baby, the winner.
Cause me now got me yard without my youth and dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch it, ended up my dogs them food.
It's hear me up, baby, the winner.
Cause me now got me yard without my youth and dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch it, ended up my dogs them food.
It's hear me up, baby, the winner.
Cause me now got me yard without my youth.
Talking about New Year's resolution versus nourishing compromises we can make for our body, mind, and soul. And Andrew just said that the New Year's resolution are all often followed by guilt. That is so true, Andrew. That is so true, because so many times we make a New Year's resolution and, you know, we don't stick to it. And we feel like we fail, and the whole year passed and not one thing you set out to do, you know, you achieve. So guilt is what prevails. You know, all year long you don't do one thing, and it is the guilt factor that makes New Year's resolution so daunting, you know. But if you shift how you view and act on your resolutions and actually act on them, you know, you can set goals that genuinely nourish you and contribute value to your life. And it is up to you to decide if you want to even set resolutions for the new year. You know, people love to ask, what's your resolution? Why you have to ask somebody that question anyway? You know, first, you don't need to know anybody else's resolution but your own. Just make sure that yours is on track. You know, I feel better when I let go of the pressure of a resolution. I tend to, what I want to do now is focus on my values, you know. I don't want to be a victim of the I shoulda, coulda thing. So what I find effective is choose something to nourish your soul and your body. Okay, that comes from a strong internal desire rather than external pressures. Like, say your partner wants you to stop smoking or to stop drinking. You know? You have to decide you are going to do it for you. You're going to nourish your body in the right way. And every time you get the urge to give yourself something that your body shouldn't do with, you know, remember that you're treating your body in the way it should be treated. And if you want to get fitter, you know, start with small steps. Say you want to get fitter, start walking a little bit more, or, you know, start working out for 15 minutes and let it grow to an hour. You know, set out goals you connect with. Set out goals that will help you connect with to have a more vibrant life. Okay? When you can identify how your goal would influence your life in a positive and vital way, that is when you will be able to endure it when it becomes challenging. Because you're going to influence your life in a positive, vital way for you. Okay? And when the temptation comes, you can easily, you know, box it away, because you can say you're doing this for you. Okay? Focus on the details. Think through the goals. That's just think through it. And that's why I always say start off with small goals. Say you want to be more active. As I said, try taking a walk. Or if you don't like walking, try a yoga class. And if you don't like the yoga class, you just prefer to be on the treadmill, try that. But check in with yourself and see which one is the one that keeps you satisfied. Okay? And when you find that that step has satisfied you, build another step that will satisfy you as you continue your journey. Okay? Yes, Andrew. Yes, that is so true. Andrew, have it right on point. Andrew says resolution makes it feel like you have to give it everything you have, and if you don't, you fail. It does feel like that. But I just want to tell you that this kind of thinking is what stops you. Okay? This is what stops you from going all the way. You might not have enough time to do everything right away, and because you don't have enough time to do it all, you think you can't start at some point, but you actually can. Okay? You know, say you want to get your house. You have a very cluttered house, and you want to get the house clean. Start somewhere, one room at a time. You don't look at the whole house, the whole thing at once. Compartmentalize it. Okay? Look at one room, get that one room clean, then you move to another room, and then you feel accomplishment. Don't look at the whole big picture and think you have to complete everything at one time. And then it won't feel like you have to give it your all or nothing. Break it down into small goals. You know, try and find yourself around the right people who is going to give you the courage, the encouragement you need. You know, and you also need to be gentle with yourself. I know I'm the harshest judge on myself. You know, and it's very easy to judge ourselves if we're not accomplishing like how we want. We are easy to call ourselves failures and all of that. But I'm encouraging you tonight to try your best to be gentle with yourself. The world is rough enough. The world is rough enough, and we need to be gentle with ourselves. Okay? You need to be gentle with yourself and try to understand what is stopping you from moving forward. Okay? Nourishing your intentions is a great thing because they support your life journey. So when you're selecting your intention and acting on it, make sure it's something that truly nurtures you and adds some value to your life. Remember that intention is the starting point of every dream. Okay? Intentions are the creative power that fulfills all of our needs. Whether it is for money, whether it's for a relationship, whether it's for spiritual awakening, or whether it's for love. Everything that happens in the universe begins with an intention. Okay? I started out my New Year's with an intention to nourish my body as much as I can, and to try and stop all bad habits for our body. It won't happen overnight, But my small progress daily is to be commended, okay, because I'm making a choice to build a healthier me. So we all can do it, and we all can start with our intention, okay? You just passed Christmas a week ago. You bought some gifts. When you bought that gift, whether it's for a friend, your child, your mother, your husband, your sister, whoever, you had an intention. Okay, it starts with an intention. Yes. Yes, Andrew. Intentions is what will lead us to our destiny. It is so true. You can choose a bad intention and it will lead you to your destiny. And you can choose a good intention and it will lead you to your destiny. It's like seeds, you know. Intentions can't grow if you hold on to them. It's only when you release your intentions into the fertile depths of your consciousness, then you start seeing them grow and flourish. And most of the time, our mind is caught up in thoughts, emotions, and memories too. And beyond all of these, sometimes it can get very noisy and chaotic. Okay? So we have to have our intentions kind of straightforward to help us. So when you're selecting the intention and acting on it, as I said, make sure it really nurtures you and it adds value to your life. You know, they said that having a phrase to support intention for the year is an effective method for creating the energy you desire for the year ahead. Okay, the word could be as simple as love. Okay, to empathy, to small affirmations, like I am great, I am doing the best I can. My favorite affirmation is I'm completely and abundantly provided for in every aspect of my life. You know, you've heard me say it over and over and over again. If you're an avid listener of the Soulful Healing Talk Show, you've heard me say this before. You know, soul searching questions like those. You know, it can lead you to answering some questions that you have within you that you're not really taking notice of. But when you get deep into these intentions and moving forward to achieving these thoughts, intentions into material manifestation, you know, it leads you to questions like, what makes me afraid to move on? Or what would I do if I wasn't afraid? You know, it's a very powerful way to start out with. What would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail? I would do many, many things right now if I thought I wouldn't fail. I have so much in the bag, but I have to learn for my own self that I have to take things one step at a time. I can't rush it all. And to get it all, I want to play this song for you. You gotta be.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.
To get what you want. And that is what we will work on tonight. You know, many of us go through life and never stop to ask ourselves the question, what could make a difference between a great life and a mediocre one? Yes. We go about our days on autopilot, every day the same routine, the same thing, but we don't take the time to breathe and reflect about the ability and the quality that we can put into our life, you know? I'm going to give you some questions that can maybe help you with some self-introspection and exploring where you are in life and where you want to be. All right, the first one is, what makes me truly happy and fulfilled? Am I doing these things now? If not, what is stopping you? Think about these questions and think about the answers that you want to put to them. What makes me truly happy and fulfilled? Am I doing these things now? And even if you're doing it to a degree and not the fullness of the degree, you're still doing it. Is there room for improvement, room for growth, you know? What are your unique gifts and talents? And are you using these things in your life right now? What is your purpose in life? Do you know yet? A lot of people don't know. And that's okay. You can just try and figure it out. That's all you can do. Think about what you would do if you knew you couldn't fail. Think about it. And are you making what you want a priority in your life? Think about it. Are you living according to your personal values? Think about your life. In what aspect of your life, what relationship is not working for you? Is it your work relationship, your intimate relationship, your sibling relationship, your parent-child relationship? What is not working in your life for you right now? Is there any repetitive thoughts and beliefs that may be limiting you right now? Something that somebody told you about yourself that you believe? You believe that somebody told you that you never amount to anything good? Are you holding on to that belief? It's not yours, it's somebody else's, so give it to them and it's their thought. You don't take it on as your truth. Okay? Are you taking care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually? If not, you need to start somewhere. Okay? Start somewhere. Take your time to answer these questions. Don't rush it. Really think about the answers that you want to put down. Come on, think. Okay? Think about your answers. If they have to come from your heart, not your head. Okay? And maybe a friend or your spouse or your partner could be the one helping you. are you helping them? You know, whatever your answers are, be kind to yourself about where you are right now in life. Because if it is not where you feel it should be, it's all still a part of the perfect plan of your life. You will get there. Remember, life is a journey. Okay? And years from now, you may wish you had taken time to really think about the vision you have from your life. And if you don't wait to live your life your way. Even if you have to take small steps in that direction, take them. Okay? Have you ever noticed that when you have a lot of worry and craziness going on, it's harder to stay calm and productive? Okay, so it's much harder to tune into your inner wisdom and live your life with purpose at that time. Okay, because you start to worry and fantasize about all kind of things that we're not grounded in ourselves. And our minds grow. And of course, not to mention the endless chatter that goes on in our minds too. And this chatter is very draining. And this chatter is very, it produces a lot of anxiety. And, you know, and sometimes the quality of chatter goes on is very sometimes self-demeaning. So what do we do? It is very effective to step into the present moment at that point and quiet the mind. Okay? Because the mind jumps from thought to thought. Instead of just resting, so I have to learn to relax it. When we quiet the mind, we make room to experience our life in a better, you know, mind, frame of mind. You know, our heart, our body, and our spirit all benefit from that. And you can nourish your mind. Okay, and I can give you some points how to nourish your mind. Okay, first thing is love the silence. When we consciously spend time in silence, we start to quiet the mind. Okay, that's when the chatter starts reducing and we experience some kind of awareness. So give your time to tune into that knowledge of the silence and just be. Okay? Just be and just listen to the silence. Enjoy the silence. In fact, you can create your own silence retreat at home. Okay? Just find a place that you can go and be alone and quiet for a little while. Even if it's in the bathroom, you go in there, you light an incense, and you just breathe in and you find some solitude. It's a beautiful thing. You know, try and spend a day in silence every month, and you can decide what, you know, at the beginning of each new season or every month or the end of every month, or, you know, to take one day, spend an hour every day or every week in silence, you know. You while you're meditating or while you move to doing anything, just spend it in silence. It is very beneficial and it quiets your mind. You notice that when you leave your phone and all of that, you know, it give your mind a little time to roam. You know, when you leave all the TV and the computer and the phones, you start seeing great ideas come naturally. You ever notice that? When you give yourself the time and permission to daydream on a regular basis, what you do right there is cleanse your mind of worries. And you stop using those useless, repetitive thoughts. Okay? So start daydreaming, thinking about what you want in life, and daydreaming and setting a goal and finding it and reaching it and accomplishing it and bring it into manifestation is a beautiful thing. And daydreaming may sound like it's crazy and a waste of time, but it actually nourishes your mind by giving it some breathing room. Okay, your inner wisdom and creativity can come to the forefront with a little daydreaming. Okay? Exercise is also a brain power booster. Okay? It can exercise, it improves your learning, and it keeps the brain active and fit. Okay? And it increases the neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine. Okay? So it's also helpful. Another way you can nourish your mind is to be mindful. Mindfulness or a moment-to-moment awareness can actually cleanse the mind of its multitasking madness. Okay? Such as a breath awareness, even just being aware of your breath can be calming to you. Okay, instead of regretting the past or worrying about the future, which will create toxic thought patterns, mindfulness encourages your chatter, the quiet, the chatter, and rest in the present moment. Meditation is a kind of mindfulness. You know that, right? You are so right, Ariel. Meditation cleanses and nourishes the mind. Yes, it does. It really does. You know, think of sitting in a meditation and practice as you, you know, rinse away the mind of its worries and negative thoughts. And when you start breathing and exhaling and inhaling and deep and just being aware of everything, you can become, that is when you nourish your mind with a relaxed inner focus, which is much needed. Okay? And as I said, the daily affirmations are a beautiful and gentle way to cut through any negativity in your mind. Okay? Nourishing your mind with beautiful thoughts and affirmation is good for your mind as eating healthy is for your body. Okay? So you're doing your mind good when you do this. Wow. Time is really quick. Ariel is saying, affirmations help you to be positive. Yes, it does help you to be positive. You know, and a way to use affirmations in a positive way is either like waking up and saying, today is going to be filled with beautiful things. You know, waking up and claiming today, being filled with beautiful thoughts and people saying nice things to you and acknowledging nice things about yourself is a good thing. Okay, affirmation also turns negative thoughts around. You know, instead of saying, I am fat today, just say, I will eat healthy and make good decisions about my eating habits today. You know? And always use the present tense. You know, I am going to lose weight this year. Always try to be in the positive frame of mind for things to work. Okay? And remember that we all have a side of ourselves we may consider quote unquote dark. Okay? Our dark side, it may include our appetites, our lust for power. You may be very manipulative. You know, maybe you can deal with chaotic emotions. Maybe you have personalities. Maybe you have multiple personalities. Maybe you have addictions that you have to deal with. It's better you face these dark sides, because the more you deny the shadow, the more it will weigh you down. Try and embrace it. Learn how it works. You know, and then integrate it into our own awareness so that it cannot rule us. Because once we become enlightened about it, we look it in the face, we become wiser and more dealable and more empathic. Because there are many, you know, hidden treasures in the dark sometimes. And don't bring the past to the present. Much of the way you behave comes from your childhood experiences. And probably you had a very harsh one. However, you need to realize you always have the choice to consciously break free from the pain of your past. You have that choice. You don't have to be wrapped up in it. You know, maybe it may take some help where you can't do it alone, but you don't. You have a choice that you can move forward with help or without help. But before you can change any attitude or behavior in yourself, you need to be aware of it first. Okay? And you're not a child anymore. You're now an adult. So you have to acknowledge it and understand what triggers it, which emotional upheaval triggers it. Okay, in relationships, due to the dark side of either or both partners, it can really mash up your relationship. But unless one consciously breaks free from the dark side, you know, and you do that by acknowledging it and by getting out of the victim mode, you know, and that is when your growth begins. Your growth begins where the blaming ends. and the success in relationship counseling depends on whether, first of all, partners are honest and they're acknowledging their own responsibility to the deterioration of the relationship. You know, everybody have a part in it, and not just one partner. Everybody have a part in it. And you need to acknowledge your responsibility. Okay, just like within yourself. Get out of the victim mode and keep moving forward. Ask yourself, in which way am I responsible for the situation that I find myself in today? Okay? It's crazy to believe that there's somewhere besides yourself to look to as the cause of any situation that now defines your life. The truth is that a relationship cannot exist if it is not fed and nurtured in some way. And it's the same thing with a relationship with yourself. If you're not feeding yourself and nurturing it the right way, then nothing good going to come out. Okay? Maybe your nourishing compromises to be a little more sweeter to your partner. You know, it can happen. Because if you are bettering yourself as a person, you will stop sabotaging your relationship. You understand? Say the words, "I love you." And genuinely mean it. Wonder or caring arise from something perfectly pure within us. Such moments of open-heartedness bring us closer to our partners, because we can be open with ourselves and we can be open with the ones we love. And from that perspective, your partner can't fight alone, argue alone, or continue to be offended. Okay? Nourish your skills and your talents in life. We all possess unique gifts. We all possess unique talents. We all possess unique skills. You know, and they are supposed to help make our world better than we found it. And when we make it a priority to generously share our natural abilities, that's when everybody benefits from it. You know? But when we choose to hide or hoard our talent, everybody loses, including you. Because our talent is merely the unique contribution we all have to share with the world. And if you don't share it, you're going to lose it. You know, for most of us, talent seems a rare and precious thing. And we think that is only a small handful of people have talent. But it's not true. That's a very narrow viewpoint. You know, change your perspective on how would things be different if we viewed our talent as purposeful. And the key word here is purposeful. Okay, your talent could be your own fascination with risk. It could be your passion for serving or your commitment to exploring. it don't matter what your passion is. It just means that you need to build on it. Putting your talent to work is about intentionally and productively employing your natural strength that brings tangible value. Value you can see and feel to your surroundings. Okay? When you share the best of you, everybody benefits. Okay? Think about how you can get started using your unique talents to making a contribution to this world. Okay, everybody out there waiting on you. Waiting on you to just bring forth your talent. For you to tap into your creative learnings and your natural inclinations. Is because you have to apply yourself, okay? You improve the quality of your own life. That's what happens when you tap into your talents. You improve the quality of your own life and the lives of people around you also. And I just wanted to play another song for you. Rise to the occasion. Okay? Look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you.
Rise to the occasion. Look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you. Rise to the occasion. Go ahead. You know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to manifest in your life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal. It's all right.
Fulfill your needs and wants.
You to manifest in your life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal.
Some people read and meditate, others move scantier. Some people are conscious about life, others are still panting, yo. Some people like strong drinks, so like champagne and brandy, yo. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy, yo. I love herbs and girls, words, roots, I'm a shanty, yo. Girls love clothes and shoes, girls to school, brand new and a mean spanking, yo. Yes, we all need education because that's the damn thing, yo. All things fade, leaving it standing.
For the utmost best should be your preference.
Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, seek those in your residence.
Whoa, yeah.
First getting sentiments. Look at it with a clear conscience.
It's for you to make your best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get a first step towards your goal. It's all right. It's for you to make your best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get the first step towards your goal. It's alright.
Oh, wow. People try so many things just to make a living. Thanks and praise to the King, ever living Thanksgiving. Yeah. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals. I'm the soul vivid. No pride, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for this illusion. Just like Mahmoud.
is the fire that fuels the dream, that powers the engine that turns the world. Passion is lightning that creates a spark that lives in the heart of a boy and girl.
We gotta want it with everything that we have in our soul, body, mind, and soul. And we're gonna go for what we want this year, guys. We're gonna do it. Alright? Tap into your potential so you can create something of significance in life. Most of us only dream about what could be instead of using our talents to create the experience of our dreams. But when you get busy transforming your natural talents into manifesting into a tangible form, that is when you start realizing the purpose of life that you give to yourself and to others. Okay, when you tap into the original best of you, all of us possess our own original talent. And if you are meant to cure cancer, or write the latest hit, or be the next Leonardo da Vinci, and you don't, you're only hurting yourself. Okay, doing your best work. It's the best for you. It's not a selfish act, okay? Or you're seeking attention for you doing your best work. It's a gift to the world, okay? And don't cheat humanity of your one-of-a-kind contribution. We all need each other here. We're here to help each other. Okay? Remember to generously give all you've got. Everyone you encounter, anybody who encounter you and your talent, it will be a better place for that person. Okay? We can share or hide our talent, but it's better if you share it. Hiding it is not helping you or the next person. When we share our best selves with others, we grow and we enhance happiness in our life and the life of others. And as a result, the world literally becomes a better place. However, when we choose to hide our talents, we deny everyone the opportunity to experience us at our best. So don't cheat those around you. Give the world the best of what is inside you. We need it, guys. We need it. We need each of us to tap into our own talent and do what we can to nourish the peace and joy in ourselves and in the world. Okay, remember, there's a deep inner power that resides in every one of us. And when you say yes to your still small voice, okay, and live with the expression where judgments fall away and you're in harmony with yourself in the present time, in this breath of present, then where our hearts start beating with love, okay? And it allows love to flow through us. And it allows the flame of our truest self to come free. Okay? Let this show today show you how to nourish your body and to live in a divine loving experience. Okay? Nourish your body. For millions of people, food, instead of being a source of nourishment, it has been an area of conflict and confusion. Okay? The weight loss is a multi-billion dollar industry because there's endless weight loss dramas and eating disorders and cravings and addictions and all kind of body images, obsessions, and never-ending searching for the best style of eating, and what we call it a diet, with the hectic pace of, you know, everything happening in everyday life, most of us have lost our spiritual connection to food. Okay, food has been now just a fuel, a listen, and it have no nutritional value, most of the food out there. So no matter how much we work on ourselves spiritually, our diet also plays a significant role in how we feel. And so a diet laden with chemicals and all of the bad stuff can actually make the lightest spirit feel heavy because all those things are not supposed to be in our body. On the other hand, certain other types of meals can boost somebody's spirit and mind and their heart, okay? Many spiritually minded people receive intuitive messages to delete certain foods or beverages from the diet, okay? Others on the spiritual path lose their tolerance for low-frequency substances. You know, some people can't deal with it. Their bodies can't handle it. Okay, make sure we're coming to the end of the show. Hold on, guys. Thank you for calling the Soulful Healing Talk Show. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for calling. You liking it so far?
Yeah, well, I just caught the ending. I heard something about dieting and what you eat.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, nourishing your body in a better way instead of having staunch resolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're talking about we should promote pleasure in our diet. You should eat stuff that is good for your body, and you should savor your food, you know, and creating visually pleasing dishes that promote, you know, health and a sense of gratitude that you have this on your plate to nourish your body.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about different ways we can nourish our body, mind, and soul. And I'm so happy. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Hey, New York. Well, thank you for being here. We're in New York.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get my I'm trying to get my eating habits together. I haven't been eating well, and I've been eating like a lot of junk, and lately my body been aching so bad.
Mm-hmm. Because this junk you're putting in your body, so your body needs some more nutritious stuff. What you like to eat that's nutritious?
I love vegetables. I love fruit. I love fish.
Well, yeah, you love all the good stuff.
Yeah. But not as much as I should.
Right. You know, you have to find ways that is easy to prepare for yourself. Whether you're going to make a smoothie or you're just going to steam some vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. You know, because I know the holidays were here and we're rushing and we're picking up fast food here and there and everything. But the new year is here, and as you said, we have our intention is what is the beginning of something happening in our life. So once you have intention to put it in back in your body, and you love vegetables, there are some people who don't love it. You know, so that's a good thing that you do love it.
Right.
So you can easily incorporate it in your daily meal. You know, I've been seeing in the supermarkets they have like a snack with broccoli and carrots and tomatoes. That's an easy, quick thing to have as a snack. You know what I mean? And it comes with the ranch dressing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So just pick up two. Instead of munching on the fries, you can munch on some broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, we can just find different ways it's going to be easily incorporated into our life.
Right.
Right?
So yeah.
Next week, though, we can get into in-depth new way of eating. So tune in next week. We're going to talk about good eating habits for the new year.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Tune in New York. Would love to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
And guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Karen, thank you for being here. And you guys on Facebook, Ariel, Anthony, Timothy, thank you for being here. Tyrese, thank you so much for being here. Diane, thank you for being here. Love you guys. I really love sharing with you. And thank you, New York, for tuning in and calling me and keeping my company. Love it. And next week, we're going to talk about good nutritious habits to have for the new year. Okay, so tune in. we're going to talk. And we're going to close with tell us what tomorrow may bring. All right? What love. I talk to you next week. Love you guys. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year to everybody. One love, peace, and harmony.
Dear man, ready? All right. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me. I'm can't reach now. Right now me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. Me no worry, me have life and feed that me no go sorry. So if the morning comes and me no see the sun, the father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have a me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't puppet ears with them strings. One tie me up, because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny. That's why me no worry. Have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, yeah, me just a go and do me ting, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting,
me a do me ting.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah, because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day. Me a go find anywhere your day and give thanks to me have today. Music, uplifting music, Dallas represented, yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, yeah, me just a go and do me ting.